Chain, chain, chain.
Keep taking notes. There will be a test later. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
I think this story out of New Mexico is one of the more disturbing stories I've heard in a very long time. In fact, here's what's crazy. There's this compound in New Mexico, I'm sure you've heard about this, where the guy's trying to teach the kids about being jihadists, about attacking schools and law enforcement and banks. And if I'm not mustaken, the people in Taos County have let this guy out on bail. Am I right about that? Robert Spencer joined me, the director of Jihad Watch, author of the new book, The History of Jihad, From Muhammad to ISIS. Robert, welcome to the program.
Great to be here. Thank you.
So what is this camp? What is going on in New Mexico? What was this whole thing that would have been put together? And is this guy really out on bail?
The guy is out on bail, and there wasn't even any money involved. You know, he didn't have to pay any bonds. He was just essentially freed with the understanding that he would appear for the trial. Of course, he might flee and disappear.
Now, wait a second. I thought that some kid died in this compound during some religious exercise of some sort.
You're right, of course. But the lawyer charged, the lawyer for the defendant, charged that there was racism involved, that if this had been a white Christian compound and all the other things had been the same, then nobody would be minding. And I think, well, that's ridiculous on its face. But
So let me get this straight. The argument is, if there was a Christian guy, white guy, teaching children to go attack schools, it'd be okay. I believe that that guy would be treated far worse in today's America.
I do too, actually.
And he should be treated badly, make no mistake. Anybody that's trying to teach children to attack schools should be treated appropriately and justly and swiftly. They should not be let out on bail, especially a PR bond, a personal recognizance bond is what you're telling me, right?
Yep, that's it.
It's unbelievable. All right, so what do you know about this compound and the workings? And I guess my bigger question, Robert, are there more like it out there?
There are more like it. We've known about them for years. This is a place, you know, very remote area in New Mexico. And the idea is, of course, to keep as little scrutiny on the place as possible. This is a guy who was on the radar of law enforcement for 13 years, although obviously they weren't watching him very closely. And he amassed weapons, and he was, as you say, training school shooters in New Mexico. And there were 11 children who were starving in the compound, one child dead, under mysterious circumstances that have yet to be explained.
And he was were there other adults there? And what is this guy's?
Two sisters were there, and one of his sister's husband.
And were those people charged with anything? Or is it a child dying?
Yeah, they were all arrested, and they were all free.
Charged with, what's the crime here? I mean, I can think of several. Abuse of a child to begin with, kidnapping, a whole host of things come to mind.
Yeah, those are the things that I believe the charges are. Now, of course, if they determine what went on with this dead boy, which is not clear yet, then a murder charges could be added. There's also the question that's as yet unresolved.
But who lets somebody out of jail when you haven't determined how the person in their custody, a minor, died? Where does that happen?
Who was susceptible to charges of racism and Islamophobia.
So let me get this straight. We're making decisions now, at least in the state of New Mexico, over murder charges based on the fact that somebody might call us a name. Somebody might call us names, so therefore we're going to let a potential murderer, child abuser, walk free without so much as 5 cents in our pocket?
You got it.
It's insane.
Yes.
That's inexcusable. So do you think... where did this guy come from? Is he born here? Is he homegrown? Is he imported? Where did he come from?
This is an American. He was born Muslim. His father is one of the most prominent imams in the United States. As a matter of fact, his father was the first imam to give a prayer in the House of Representatives.
So this is somebody that you're familiar with?
Oh, very much so. He's been on the radar screen for years, just like his son, as it turns out. His father actually was an unindicted co-conspirator in the 1993 World Trade Center bombing. And so it's very possible that this is a jihadi crime family, and that the boy, that is the young man who is responsible for the death of this child, the boy being the son of this imam, he is very likely to have been raised in a jihadi environment where this kind of behavior in waging war against infidels was held up as a value.
Nice. So the defense's argument that it would be prudent to teach teenagers how to use firearms safely in a remote desert, but he said one of the boys at the compound who was found with a holster told investigators that Siraj, one of the suspects, explicitly ordered him to arm up during the raid by law enforcement.
That's Siraj ibn Wahaj, and his father is Siraj Wahaj, the World Trade Center co-conspirator.
FBI agent Travis Taylor said, testified that one of the children of the family ended up in New Mexico because they believed they had received a message from God. They started traveling west after Wahaj returned from a visit to Saudi Arabia last year, told his wife that he wanted a divorce. And they say the boy that died struggled with seizures and some other serious medical concerns.
He wanted to exorcise him. He thought he was demon-possessed, and he wanted to perform an exorcism. That may have been the occasion for his death.
Taylor, here's the FBI agent again. Taylor said one of the other children told investigators that Abdul Ghani, this is the child, was possessed by demons and that the suspects believed he was dead already but able to walk because the demons kept him alive. Yeah, and these people walk out of jail to maybe come back. Maybe I'll give you the last word, Robert. It's appalling.
Well, the one reason why there's bail and all that business is a lot of it's calculated because the person might be a flight risk. And I think if anybody's a flight risk, it's the Siraj ibn Wahaj. But we're going to find out, apparently.
Apparently. I'm not sure that's well advised. Robert Spencer, Director of Jihad Watch, thank you for being here. I'm sure we'll talk again soon.
Thank you.
Don't forget, coming up a little bit later today, the sexiest job of the week coming your way. The sexiest job of the week. And if you need tax help of any sort, get a hold of Chris McClatcher at Fresh Start Tax Solutions. Do that by going to stevegruber.com and clicking on the Fresh Start banner. Stevegruber.com, your clearinghouse for all things here on the program. All of our partners represented for the most part. But go find Chris McClatcher right now, a Michigan man doing you a favor with Michigan taxes and the IRS. Stevegruber.com.